Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, my guest is Gary Sissel. We're talking down here in Naples, Florida, at the NFA meeting. Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Very good. Thanks for being with us and with the listeners this morning. Actually, you know, just real quick, set the stage. You're director of flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, which, let's see, Nebraska Furniture Mart has how many stores now?
We have three stores. One in Omaha. That was our original store. We have one in Des Moines, which is a smaller builder flooring store. And then we have our newest store that's in Kansas City.
All right. And you're actually a property of Warren Buffett's. You're owned by Berkshire Hathaway. So tell us, one of the things that you and I were talking about right before we started taping this is that you're just going through a remodel in your major store in Omaha. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, it's been 10 years since we remodeled or reset the floor, and what we're trying to do is enhance the customer shopping experience. My senior buyer and I have been traveling across the country over the last year gathering ideas to try to give the customer a new and different perspective on how to buy flooring, making it a little bit more simpler, a little bit more convenient for them to make their purchases, whether it's in rugs, carpet, or the hard surface categories.
Can you give us, I mean, without giving anything away proprietary, can you give us a little bit more detail around how the consumers, the way they shop, how that may have changed over time?
Well, we're in our hard surface area, for example, we're doing a major feature wall that's about 60 feet long, and it's got two tiers, and each tier displays product that we specifically went out and hunted for, and that could be something that's price point sensitive, or it could be something color or design oriented. But it's in a big format, and it gives the customer a wow perspective once they walk into the department.
So it's almost this vignette concept where they can see a lot of the floor. Is that what it is? Or?
Well, it's actually on the wall. It's against the wall. So it's a two-tier against the wall, big format boards, 2 feet by 3 feet, 2 feet by 4 feet. And these boards, when you walk into the department, you can see them from 100 feet away because they're well lit and they're well signed, and they've got a header over the top of them, which actually calls the customer into the department.
All right, so do you think people shop by lifestyle or by price points? You know, when you start thinking about how you lay your assortment out, what's your thinking in that area?
Well, we spent a lot of time trying to figure that out, and we think that the customer, they have a lifestyle perspective, and that could be determined by style or color. And so we try to give them a little bit of, in the carpet area, for example, by style. You know, here's the different styles of carpet, because they may know what they want, but they don't know what it's called. So we educate them a little bit. We lay out our floor with a Stainmaster flooring center, and then we have a Shaw Design Center layered behind that, and then we have the rest of our other vendors layered in behind that. But they're all by style and then by price point.
Okay, so when you say by style, it's be like Frise, all your Frises in one area and all your LCLs in another area, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be correct. I mean, customer comes in, you'll have all your LCLs, your loops all together. Then we'll transition into a textured area or Frise zone, and we try to lay it out, like I said, by Stainmaster, then by Shaw Design Center, and then by the rest of our suppliers.
All right, as we look at the economy where it is now, when you walk into a Nebraska furniture market, I mean, you can go in there and you can buy televisions, you can buy very nice furniture, and you can buy flooring and rugs. That model's actually working pretty well, isn't it?
Yeah, what we try to be is a destination for our customer. We have 450,000 square feet in our Omaha and our Kansas City store, and so when the customer's looking for a TV, for example, well, they got to pass by our flooring department or by our appliance department or even by our furniture department. So we just, you know, they may not be in the market specifically for flooring today, but they know we have it, and we try to present the product category in such a way that, you know, they know we have everything. They know we have the best price and the best selection.
So it's a little bit like the home center concept, except instead of luring them in to buy hardware, you're luring them in to buy either an electronic or an appliance. And then so while they're there, they see, oh, there's some flooring over there. Do you get a lot of people, you think, that come into the store to buy one thing, and then they go over there and they're enticed by what they see in the flooring department and then go ahead and make a purchase decision there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when a customer comes in and they're redoing a room, generally it starts with paint or something like that. Then they look at the flooring and they go, wow, my flooring's not so great. So then they change out the flooring. Then they look at their furniture and go, well, my furniture's not so great. So I think one thing builds on the other, maybe not necessarily all at one time, but it certainly, I think, sets the table for that consumer's buying pattern over the next several months.
And the people that work in the other departments, the sales floor people, they hear a little bit about what a person's project is. Do they do a good job of cross-selling the other departments?
I think, like with any company, I think we have some areas that do better than others. I think we do a very good job with area rugs because we cross-merchandise area rugs into the furniture galleries. So we've trained all of our furniture staff how to sell rugs. And that, you know, adds an additional $500,000 to $1 million in rug revenue per year just by that little maneuver, getting rugs in front of the furniture and having those salespeople being able to sell them.
All right. I mean, to be good in your business, you have to interact. You have to know what's in the consumer's mind. And as we come out of this recession, you know, we're moving from, some people are saying we're moving from an era where consumers had almost conspicuous consumption. And now they're starting to maybe live within their limits. Do you think there's going to be a new normal as we come out of this recession that might be a little bit lower from a flooring sales perspective?
I think customers are going to be a little more cautious. We carry a lot of our own credit, our own paper, and we're seeing the customer paying down their balances in a fairly good clip, a lot faster now than they were maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I don't think we'll get to the dot-com era where everybody was going crazy, the market was going crazy, and people were spending out of control, but I think we'll go to a period where the customer will take a step back, pay down their debt. I mean, we're seeing it now. And then once they get their debt down to a more comfortable level, I think they'll be more careful or strategic in planning their purchases. And I think that could be good for us because maybe people spend more time at home and want to come to the Furniture Mart and buy stuff for their house.
Yeah, actually there is that whole notion that as people are spending more time at home, they want to have a nicer home. So hopefully that'll pay off for us. Gary, in this era where everybody's focused on value, and since you usually sell better goods, have you brought in merchandise that allows them to maybe hit a lower price point?
We always have promotional products. We always try to give the customer the best product that fits their specific need. You know, I don't want to sell a very inexpensive product in an area of a customer's home that I know is going to get abused and know that it won't hold up. So we allow, with our financing, anything from 12 to 32 months that makes it a little bit more affordable for the customer. We usually give it to them interest-free, so we try to make it as positive an experience for the customer as we can and position our promotional products, of course, if that's what they want, but we try to step them up a little bit. I will tell you this, we have seen with our Berkshire Hathaway event where all the stockholders are in town, we have 35,000 stockholders that visit Omaha. This last one was good, however, we noticed that even the people with a lot of money were stepping down and a little bit more cautious in their spending.
I think we're seeing that across the board. Well, Gary, you're quite an icon in this business. I mean, we're here at the NFA meeting right now. You used to be president of the NFA for several years, and everywhere I go, I see you. Part of the reason I think I see you is because you're about 7 feet tall. I mean, you were a professional basketball player, right?
Yeah, the whole icon thing kind of threw me off there, Kemp. Legend in my own mind, maybe. But I'm 6'6", and yes, I did play professional basketball over in Europe. And that was a really good experience. It kind of broadened my perspective of the world.
What team did you play for?
Saint-Maur de Fosse. It was a French team. I lived in Paris, and that's where I learned to love wine.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're in this business because I know that you call it like it is, and you're someone that's always fun to talk to, and you're actually an advisor to us at Floor Focus. It's good to talk to you, Gary. We've been talking to Gary Sissel, who is Director of Flooring with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.